Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Nightly Pop. If you thought Courtney and Travis were uncomfortably open in public, wait until you see them in a fertility clinic. And a celebrity walks through a Bed Bath & Beyond for the first time, and it is everything you could imagine it could be. It's perfect. Chef's kiss. Plus, Lottie Loves Echo Towers are here. And we're getting drunk later in the show because it's Cinco de Papo.
Yes! I can't wait. Only reason why I came.
Yeah, are you guys drinking for Cinco de Mayo? Is this a thing?
Of course.
Yeah?
I'm not drinking, but I will be getting wasted on something like nachos later.
Yes!
Enjoy that. Let's get into the show. You know what I've always wanted?
What?
More Kardashians.
Yes!
We're in luck, because Courtney and Travis are trying to get pregnant, but the nurse is making an awkward third wheel.
Travis and I had to get up super early to be in San Diego for an egg retrieval, and Travis loves taking the tour bus. There's a bed in the back, and we can watch movies or just chill.
Put the sample in this cup, and then when you're done, just place it on that counter, and I'll come grab it for you.
Is there any specifics?
Just no, none of your bodily fluid.
Me? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just yours.
And is there anything, like, no spit or anything like that?
Correct.
Oh, nothing? Okay. Could he use, like, his spit? Or no spit?
No spit.
Okay.
For just the lab purposes.
Yeah. Okay. Do we do this in here, or do we go somewhere else?
You can do this in here. Let me fix this for you.
Those two could do it anywhere. I don't know why people, like, you know, look at them. They were ready to do it in front of the nurse.
Yeah, but it's like they're cosplaying as teenagers. Like, they've got, like, these weird, snuggy outfits on. They're, like, looking at each other like they're going through puberty right now. It's very weird.
If they need his semen, why don't they just scrape the tour bus?
Jesus.
Zachary!
Would you be comfortable having sex in a doctor's office?
Again?
Anyway.
Good for them. It's hard, and, you know, they're trying to do their best, and, you know, let's just wish the best for them, so that's good.
Let's be positive, but also, how does she not know that spit is considered a bodily fluid? Anyway, moving on.
No.
Jamie Foxx is proving humor is, in fact, the best medicine. Jamie's impersonation of Dave Chappelle is perfect.
Man, they ran up on stage. I was incensed. Pow! Thank you for Jamie Foxx. If you're ever in trouble, Jamie Foxx will show up with a sheriff hat. And all the other comedians just stood there. They're waiting on me to die.
Dead
so they can take over. I'll see you, Chris Rock. It'll never happen.
Wow, that was pretty good.
That was so very good.
Well, that's why he got the Academy Award for Ray Charles, because he is a very good impersonator. He can do that with the voices.
Well, I'm gonna make it do what it do, baby. Yeah.
And he's got a Mike Tyson movie coming up that you're gonna hear him. He sounds just like Mike, too. So,
yeah.
You know. Can you impersonate anybody?
Mike Tyson.
Yeah, me.
Can you really?
I'm gonna tell you love me, you know? That's what he said. Didn't he say something like that? Anyway, no, I can do a bunch of impressions, actually. None of them are great. You know Patrick Warburton?
Yeah.
Yeah, like Joe from Family Guy?
Peter. Bonnie and I are gonna go back to the house and rail each other.
That's good. That's good. And then sounds like
you'd
him.
Go a little lower, be like Aziz Ansari, which would be like, I was in a club the other day. 50 Cent walked in. I was like, whoa, 50. Can you do impressions?
Yeah, I can.
Tell me.
Yeah.
Show us.
I hate you. That's an impression of me. I can only do
I was about to say, that could be a few people I know. Well, what happens when eight exes go on vacation together? Well, it's pure chaos. Mm. The new trailer for The Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip Ex-Wives Club just dropped, and the ladies are as messy as ever.
Why did I just realize that none of us are no longer on any of our shows?
Ex-Wives Club.
We're the Ex-Wives Club.
Right here. Here we are. Do you want to go to a naked party?
Bye-bye, peasants. Where do you have to go to whoop it up around here at?
I can't get
It's giving me a mangina.
What the is a mangina?
What made you think the lady was a lesbian?
Her eyebrows.
Birds of a feather flock together. I am not flocking with that bird.
I won't tell you anything anymore about my relationship. How's that?
She doesn't book to lie.
We are fighting about stuff I did.
There's a lot of conflict going on with eight women.
The only conflict is you.
I like how all of them think that they're not the problem here.
I love going on trips with seasoned women. I hope they allow me to do that. Because nothing like old bras. Look at that. They get naked. They get drunk quick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's nothing like that. And they don't care. They don't care. So this is the ultimate. I'd rather do this than be on Housewives.
Really?
Yeah. This is the... First of all, you get to go to a destination. You get to go on trips. And you get to get drunk. And then it's over. That's it. It's boom.
Yeah.
It's done.
And you don't have to be a housewife, which I feel like is not a good thing these days. Yeah.
I'd like to, like, pick them all up in, like, a bus and take them to an AA meeting. Because I think the show would be just as entertaining as it is with alcohol, is if you took all the alcohol away.
Oh, my God. Oh.
And
it would be so much darker.
Yeah.
They would all be asleep if they didn't have alcohol. Like, seriously.
Anyway, Meg Thee Stallion's man, Partisan Fontaine, just had the shock of his life. And let's say things are about to get interesting in the bedroom, the bathroom, and the beyond room.
Ooh.
Yo, how is it possible that y'all never told me about Bed Bath & Beyond? Like, this is my first time coming in here, and they got everything you need. Like, everything to do with sleep is in here. I don't even know if I need this, but I need this. Look at all the type of pillows. Look, oh, she comfortable. Watch all this shit I'm about to get. I'm about to run it up in here. Look at all this. Pillow protectors, neck roll, like, look at my boy right here. Knocked out. I want to sleep like that. Yeah, y'all did bad. Y'all did me bad.
Wait till he goes to the Dollar Tree. He's gonna really lose it.
Uh-huh. There's some great stores out there that celebrities are pretending they don't go to. Yeah.
Well, I love this. This is me discovering Home Goods. Have you ever?
Yeah. Oh. Just recently, I went to a Home Goods for the first time.
Okay, so
it's amazing. The only problem with Home Goods is you wait in an hour and a half line while old women at the front count the change. To pay for their things. It's insane how long the lines are at Home Goods.
That's actually, I think, a ploy to make you buy more things because you notice they have you waiting in the aisles and it's all these other goods. You're like, oh, yeah, maybe I do need a toothpaste dispenser. I'm like, what is happening?
Is a toothpaste. The toothpaste is a toothpaste dispenser.
Exactly.
Courteney Cox posted a video with Suzanne Summers cooking some turkey burgers and using a good old Thigh Master to multitask. It's exactly what I imagined the 80s were like.
You're gonna love these turkey burgers.
I love them. I love them already. I love that you made them for us.
Of course.
Yes.
With cheese.
Yeah,
cheese, but they have peppers in them.
Wow.
Pretty good. Who are these women?
I knew you were gonna say that.
Oh.
I knew. They were here before you were born, both of you.
I remember Step by Step.
Three's Company.
Okay.
Suzanne Summers was on Three's Company.
With the man.
John Ritter.
Yes.
And there was another young lady.
There was.
And Courteney Cox was on Friends. Oh, you passed the test.
Yes.
Okay. And this device was called a Thighmaster, and Suzanne Summers back in the day made a bunch of money off of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it her invention?
And it's, well, she was the advertiser
of it. Yeah.
She was the face of it. And it's seen on TV. You can get that at Bath and Beyond.
So, really?
Yeah.
Still to this day.
Let Megan's boyfriend know. You can get that. So, and that's all that, so that's what that's about.
That's
that
great.
Their exercising.
Would you use a Thighmaster, Zach?
I'm using it right now.
Yeah. Anyway, we have to take a break. But coming up, Nikki Glaser is back to sell us some products we have no interest in buying. Plus, Cardi B gets too drunk, rides a bull, and cries. Sounds like my 21st birthday. That's next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hollywood stars are all about sponsored content, from teas that make you shit your pants to meal kits that their personal chefs throw away right after they shoot their Instagram story. So we figured E's own Nikki Glaser could sell any product, no matter how ridiculous it is. It's time for Pitches Get Stitches.
Hello, I'm Nikki Glaser, shining star of Welcome Home Nikki Glaser, here with some products for you. First up, have you ever experienced the crushing of your internal organs from wearing too much shapewear? I know I have. One time I wore a thong that had Spanx attached and it rode up so much I was bleeding. Listen, if you struggle getting this crap off your body, then Nightly Pop is here for you. Just DM us at @E_NightlyPop and someone will be there to talk you through this very difficult time. You're not alone. And our next product, let's be honest, some of you are really only attracted from the ankle down. I'm actually a butter feet myself. My feet are disgusting. But if your feet aren't disgusting and you want to show them off, there's now Tonely Fans. That's Only Fans for toes. This little piggy went to market, this little piggy went home, and this little piggy got his freak on. Find me on WikiFeet. I have a terrible score. And finally, are you tired of your poodle not getting any action at the dog park? Is your shih tzu at getting chicks? Well, look no further than Nikki's Dog Speed Dating. We'll get your dog's butt sniffed in no time. Well, that's it for me. If you want to sell your product, just DM me. I'll sell anything. I'm a huge sellout.
All right, if you thought that was good advice, make sure to check her out on Welcome Home Nikki Glaser right here on E! All right, moving on. We all know Cardi B is a woman of many talents, like rapping and inventing new sounds for white women to use when they're drunk. But on her latest episode of Cardi Tries, she attempted to go full country, and it did not go great.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Now we're ready for the
bull
ride. You got it?
It's so tough. I'm scared.
Wait, oh, there you go. There you go. One.
Wait, no, wait.
Two. Three. Let's go.
I'm so
four. Five. Six.
No,
seven.
Stop.
That's eight.
Stop.
Nine.
Stop.
Ten. 11.
Stop.
It went from Cardi tries to Cardi cries.
Yeah.
It's like, you know.
Which might be how every episode ends. I have not, I haven't seen all of them, but they usually do end in crying. Zach, would you do this? Are you a bull riding guy?
No. I'm always team bull when I watch these videos.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But I do agree that the only way to do it is absolutely hammered, you know?
Yeah.
Have you ever ridden a bull?
I have, but I feel like I'm the other type of, like, person in the situation where I'm only doing it to prove that I can do it and stay on.
Right.
Because I have a fragile ego. So
right.
For for me, it's always like a challenge. But then nobody ever rides a mechanical bull gets off to applause. Like, nobody thinks it's cool. Bonnie, have you ridden a mechanical bull?
Yeah, for about 5 seconds, and I fell off. It was disaster.
5 seconds, you almost made it to the 8 second win thing. Can you believe that's a sport? Anyway, we have an exclusive look at this week's 90 Day Fiancé. Oh. So here's another relationship that's lasting 89 days longer than it should. Patrick met his brother at a bar, and he's pretty convinced Patrick's leash is way too tight.
Ow.
Done checking in?
Yeah. She checked my location, so she knows where I'm at.
It says bar.
Yeah, it says bar.
Oh, so okay.
She's not too happy about it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm the one that came up with it, because I was tired of dealing with the hypotheticals.
You put and the you location could, on yourself?
100%, yeah.
What are you talking about? You brought up the location?
Imagine being, home in bed, and then she thinks that you're out at the club.
No.
And you're home, sleeping.
No.
And then the camera's at the house on the security system. I'd go through the app and show her, like, you know, no one's come to the house.
No, you don't.
They're like, he's an honest man.
See? Oh.
That is me at every bar. That lady is me.
Really? You being sweet and supportive?
I'm always getting into somebody else's business. Don't even know. Look at the lady. She don't even know. She just listened to the stories. I think that's sweet.
Yeah.
And they tried to ignore her, and then she just, you know, plowed her way in.
His is weak. He's got no backbone.
What's wrong with having your location turned on, hunty?
I just like that he goes, it was my decision to do it. Yeah, it was, big guy. Sure thing.
Are you doing this into, like, your 60s and 70s? Like, you said you were going to bingo, and I saw you were at IHOP, you know? You're lying, bitch.
It is one of those things. You cannot turn off location once you turn it
on. No.
It's like a forever thing at that point.
Yeah.
Well, because, you turn it off, then we're like, well, why you turn it off?
Exactly.
Yeah. Why I can't understand why you, what?
You know who needs to have it on is the Boston bank robber he's talking to.
Yeah.
Townie about to rob the place where the Red Sox play. It's literally like the town, the movie. I feel like I'm watching him. It's like, nah, you gotta turn it off before we go to the bank.
Because he said bah. He said bah.
Yeah, and then the other guy's like, bar?
Bah.
Yeah, it says bar.
We love
have
Boston.
To take a break. Coming up, Leonardo DiCaprio meets Jacob Elordi, and female energy explodes worldwide. We'll toast to that is next.
This segment is presented by Smirnoff Spicy Tamarind. Smirnoff, flavor for the people.
Yeah. Welcome back to Nightly Pop. This segment. Brought to you by Smirnoff Spicy Tamarind.
Yes!
Smirnoff Spicy Tamarind. Since it's Cinco de Papo, we are raising our glasses to our favorite feel-good stories of the week, to which we will toast to them. Toast goes to Leo DiCaprio and Jacob Elordi. These two fine fellas overwhelmed the hearts of many when they met in person and tossed around compliments at a Met Gala after party.
I thought that was so cute. I love me some Leo. He can do no wrong. So I have to cheers to Leo just for that. You
really?
Know what I mean?
It is funny to imagine that Jacob Elordi maybe had no idea who Leonardo DiCaprio was. That is a fun thought experiment to have. But has a celebrity ever come up to you and commented on your work or said something really nice? Who?
I was on a red carpet, and Halle Berry ran past me, and I was like, oh, that's Halle Berry. And I was like, oh, my God, I just wanted to take a picture. And she looked at me, but she ran past me, and then she came back, and she says, I love your show, by the way, and you're so great, and I think you're so funny, and that meant the world to me. So believe me, you know, when a celeb notices you, it's just the greatest thing ever. So I never will forget that. So thank you, Halle.
Wow. Zach?
I performed at a benefit that Diane Keaton was at, And she came up to me after and gave me a hug. And, like, she was like, you're so funny. And I was like, are you drunk?
Our next dose goes to Shaun White, Olympian, all-around cool guy, and lucky enough to be dating Nina Dobrev. And he proved he's a dedicated boyfriend because he revealed on his TikTok that he's seen her show The Vampire Diaries from start to finish.
It was cool, but it got a little dark because she's like... She's like the love interest of like all the guys on the show. And then I found myself like really rooting for them. Like, I was like, am I in the way?
Well,
toast to the dedication. That's good.
I especially think it's funny with this. Like, I hope he didn't watch that show and like, okay, she likes dudes who like kill people and drink their blood, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
Gotta start doing that.
Okay, yeah. James has to watch the shows that I'm on.
Really?
He watches this because he doesn't know if I'm gonna talk about him or not. So he has to watch the show.
That's a great point. Yeah. I've dated people who want to watch, you know, the shows that I do. They'll say like, oh, I've never seen Sugar Rush, let's watch an episode. And I go, yeah.
No,
I don't like watching my own show, and I don't like when other people watch my shows either. Yeah. But I think if Nina Dobrev wants to show her dedication to Shaun White, she should pull a double cork and a half pipe. Good luck.
Oh, yeah.
And what would celebrities be without their fans? Well, I'll tell you, sad narcissists. But luckily, some superstars like Taylor Swift know how to treat their supporters. One diehard Swiftie. This is for you, Zachary! Oh.
This is branded is content you? Within branded content.
Yes. Okay.
He loves a Swift story. One diehard Swiftie got a card and gifts from Taylor, and she couldn't handle it.
I finally got a day to shop around, and you were on my mind. Thank you for caring about me for so long, for making
me. Oh my
God. Oh my God, is that stunning? Oh my God. It's cashmere. That is the most stunning scarf I have
ever. Can we just put his face, put Zach's face on that?
On the
so that
sobbing
gives you
girl.
That. Yes.
Yeah. I love this, although I will say, Taylor, if you're watching, I will hold our friendship so dear that I will never turn it into content.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. I mean that.
Let me tell you something. I got a blanket from Idris Elba. He sent it to me, and I took pictures. I still sleep with it, as a matter of fact.
All the content.
Yes.
Yeah.
You will turn it into content.
Yeah. I also think a scarf is the gift you get someone when you don't know their size.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You're like, I don't want to offend you.
Or a blanket. Or a blanket.
One size fits all.
Yeah, well, let's toast to Taylor Swift, who her assistant did a great job. Full disclosure, we have small bladders. So that's enough drinks for tonight. Thank you guys so much for watching. We toast to you. Woo! We'll see you next week. Lonnie, Zach, everyone, cheers.
Cheers. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers. But you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.